This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Fashion Police back on E, and one of the newest members, stylist Brad Gorski, joins us in a moment. But first, CardHub is out with some interesting statistics. With getting a better job being one of the most popular New Year's resolutions in the United States, and STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, jobs expected to grow 1.7 times faster than non-STEM professions between 2008 and 2018, the leading personal finance social network WalletHub conducted an in-depth analysis of 2015's best and worst metro areas for STEM professionals. Again, this is science, technology, engineering, and math. Let's start with the worst areas for STEM professionals. Lakeland, Florida, El Paso, Texas, Stockton, California, Cape Coral, Florida, Deltona, Florida, Oxnard, California, Fresno, California, Northport, Florida, Riverside, California, and Miami, Florida is last on the list. So a lot of cities from Florida and California. Now, the best metro areas for STEM professionals, again, science, technology, engineering, and math, Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio, Salt Lake City, Oklahoma City, Seattle, Washington, Omaha, Denver, Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin and Houston, Texas are the number one and two. The job openings per capita for STEM graduates are 12 times higher in San Jose, California than in, say, Northport, Florida. The percentage of all workers in STEM occupations is 5 times higher in San Jose than in McAllen, Texas. The projected number of STEM jobs needed in 2018 per capita is 13 times higher in Washington than in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The unemployment rate for people with a bachelor's degree or higher is 4 times higher in Riverside, California than, say, in Ogden, Utah. The annual median wage for STEM workers adjusted for the cost of living, 2 times higher in Houston than in Honolulu. And the housing affordability for STEM professionals is 2 times higher in Winston-Salem, North Carolina than in Honolulu. To see the whole report, go to wallethub.com/best-worst-metro-areas for STEM professionals. CardHub, the only marketplace that allows you to sell any gift card, regardless of denomination or store affiliation, has released its list of 5 tips for using unwanted gift cards in the interest of helping consumers make efficient use of their money, as well as pay off some of the roughly $60 billion in new credit card debt that we added to our tab in 2014. Number one, sell the gift cards for cash. An online gift card exchange enables consumers to sell gift cards for cash and fetch up to 95 cents on the dollar in return. CardHub's gift card exchange is the only one that allows you to sell any gift card you wish at any price without charging any fees. Regift. Chances are you know someone who loves the store whose gift card you aren't really interested in. You can therefore turn around and give them that gift card when the next holiday or special occasion rolls around and save yourself some expense. Especially beneficial since stores will update old cards to the newest themes. Number three is pay down your debt. Selling old gift cards for cash allows you to chip away at debt, which is important considering the average household owes more than $7,000 to their credit card companies. Swap them. CardHub offers the only gift card exchange that incorporates Facebook, thereby allowing consumers to simply swap gift cards with friends, neighbors, or colleagues. Or donate to charity. You can either donate a gift card directly to a charity or use it to purchase goods that you can then give them. Fashion Police coming back. Of course, there's been a major change with the unfortunate passing of Joan Rivers. So Brad Gorski is one of the new folks on Fashion Police. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you excited about this new opportunity for you?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Well, you know, Joan set the bar pretty high in terms of crazy comments and irreverent moments. So are you going to be in that same league, or are you just going to try to talk about the fashion?
You know, we're going to leave that up to Kathy Griffin, who's, a very extremely talented comedian, and, she's incredibly funny and witty and intelligent when talking about pop culture and celebrities. So my role is going to be more of the expert, always with a funny twist and lots of honest opinions, but also coming from a fashion background.
Well, tell everybody about your fashion background. What kind of expertise and training do you have in the fashion world?
Well, I've been a working stylist. I've been a stylist with my own business for just over 4 years now, and you know, I've been styling celebrities for big award shows like the Golden Globes, Oscars, Cannes Film Festival for many years now. So I really come with a background of information and insight into how the styling world works and how a lot of these red carpet looks come together.
Now, can you tell us some of your clients, or is it hush hush?
No, I work with I've worked with people such as Jessica Alba, Demi Moore, Rashida Jones, Jordana Brewster, Sarah Hyland. The list goes on and on and on.
And they've all looked pretty good in my recollection, so you're doing a nice job there, Brad.
Thanks very much.
What's the key? Because obviously each celebrity, each woman has a different height, weight, shape. So how do you fashion something just for them?
You know, I think it's really important to know exactly what their personal style is. And it's the reason why it's really good to build a long-lasting relationship with them. Because the longer you work with a client, the easier it becomes to dress them. Because you know what's going to look good on their body. You know which colors are good for them. And you also kind of have an idea of the scope of what their red carpet history is, so you can keep creating new moments.
And then, of course, there's people like you folks on the Fashion Police that are going to critique what's going on. Does it put your business in danger to critique somebody who may be a client down the road?
Well, all of my clients are extremely happy for me and excited for me to embark on this new project. But, you know, it's also my job as a stylist, regardless of Fashion Police, to keep my clients off of the worst dress list. So that's always kind of a number one intention for me. So I think we're in a pretty good standing for the Golden Globes. So I think I'll be free and clear.
Okay. And going forward, you guys will be on after every major red carpet event, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're going to be after every major award show this season and, you know, really make it focused on the big red carpets this year.
Now, of course, Joan Rivers leaves quite a legacy behind. Will there be an homage to her or mention of her, or you just start fresh and like she never happened?
You know, the whole show is going to continue as an homage to her. You know, it's such a sad thing that has happened, and you know, we all definitely want to carry on in her legacy, and you know, a lot of the older segments are still in the show, but there's also some new ones too that I think the fans will really, really like. So yeah, we're of course continuing, you know, remembering Joan, and we're going forward on Monday with her spirit with us.
We're talking with Brad Goreski, who's now joining Fashion Police on E. Any trepidation in dealing with people like Kathy Griffin and Kelly Osbourne, who are kind of outspoken, or are you just going to be just as outspoken?
Oh no, I think we're all a great mix, and I'm really excited to hear what they're going to have to say, and I'm ready. I'm totally open and ready for with guns a-blazing, ready to you know, talk about the fashions this year.
For me, I never really understood the whole fashion thing, but I realize it's very important to a career. Because if someone gets labeled, like you say, as a bad fashion person and they don't have a sense of fashion, they can really get called out, and it really can impact their career and their movies or TV jobs, right?
Yeah, you know, a strong presence on the red carpet can really actually lift up your celebrity profile. And, you know, I think that that's obviously why people, stylists like myself, are in business, because we have the ability and the access to do those things. But also, you know, if you don't have a really good presence on the carpet, that kind of affects your ability as an actor or an actress to sell a movie, because it all kind of works together. The outfits get promotion for the film and then for the actor, and you know, that's how you kind of reach icon status. So it is important, and but it's also fun as well. You know, I really encourage my clients when they come to me to allow me and to kind of play dress up together and have a good time, because it's meant to be fun.
Yeah, and they don't want to be on the worst dress list, because that will detract from what they're trying to promote, which is a movie or TV show.
Exactly. You don't really want them to, and also everybody wants to look good. So,
yeah.
You know, that's what we're here for.
Well, all right. Two more questions about fashion. What's going to be the big thing in 2015, do you think?
I think we're going to see a lot of these really soft, I call them confetti colors, like pale blues, pale greens, pale purples. We saw a lot of those on the spring summer runways, and I'm seeing those designers using those a lot in their gowns this season. I also also think there's going to be a lot of Navy, which is a continuation of the Navy trend that we saw at the Oscars last year. It was, you know, worn by quite a few big celebrities, and I think we're going to be seeing that again this year.
And is there one celebrity that you would just kill to dress them up in your fashion sense?
Well, I would love the opportunity to work with Diane Kruger at some time. I'm a huge fan of hers on the red carpet. I love the fashion risks that she takes, and it would be an honor to dress her for a red carpet at some point.
Well, she is one gorgeous woman.
Yes, she is, and also very lovely. Very, very nice woman.
Good. Well, listen, I hope you get the chance. Maybe she'll catch you on Fashion Police, say, hey, I want him to help me.
You never know.
Yeah. All right, Brad, all the best with this new show. Well, it's not a new show, but a reboot with you and Kathy Griffin and Kelly Osborne and Juliana Rancic. Looking forward to Fashion Police, the new season on E! All the best.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Happy New Year.
You too.
With stylist Brad Gorski of the Fashion Police on E!, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.